Macmillan Australia Audio and Belinda present this unabridged recording of Wild Creature Mind, the neuroscience breakthrough that helps you transform anxiety and live a fiercely loving life. Written by Steve Bidolf and read by Silas Ayton. You only have to let the soft animal of your body love what it loves. Mary Oliver, Wild Geese. Before we begin, try this experiment, either out loud or silently in your head. Repeat this sentence, even though it probably isn't true. My life is going really well. Everything is wonderful. Then go down into your body and notice what happens. Somewhere inside you, there will be an answer. It will be quite subtle at first, a twinge or a stirring or a sinking or a tightening. But you felt it, didn't you? Something shadowy and faint. Something inside you has an opinion. And somehow, you know it's right. This is your wild creature mind. It knows you better than you know yourself. It's been waiting to help you since before you were born. Say hello! You are going to make an amazing team. Introduction. Is this you? Let's begin with you, dear listener. We might as well cut right to the chase. Do any of the following sound like you? Or someone close to you? Do you have problems with anxiety? Sometimes making it hard to go about your life or keeping you from a good night's sleep? Do you have trouble knowing your boundaries? Finding that you go along with things which betray your true self? Do you sometimes wonder if you even have a true self? In times when you are not stressed or anxious, does life feel rather flat and grey and like it's just all too hard? Do painful memories sometimes rise up in a distressing way, making it difficult to feel happy or safe? Do you sometimes question your own worth or worthiness of love? Or finally, perhaps you are in relatively good mental health, but still have grave fears for the future of the human race through our terrible disconnection from each other and from the natural world. If any of these are true for you, then first, a big hug to you. That is a hard place to be, and I have definitely been there too. Second, you are in the right book. These problems are now hugely widespread across every age group. We are especially worried about how common they are in children and teenagers. But I and many of my colleagues around the world are discovering some answers. And they come from a surprising place. A radical understanding is emerging in mainstream neuroscience to explain our currently terrible mental health, as well as something closely related: our wider problems with living in harmony with the natural world. In a nutshell, it is this: that we have lost touch with the animal part of our mind. And it's a really important part. The part that helps us to let go of anxiety and be fiercely strong when we need to be. It also helps us to shake off bad memories and convert them to growth. And leads us to be more loving to ourselves and the world, to be able to open our hearts in hell. This part of our mind is the one that our ancestors, and all other animals, used for millions of years to live free and happy lives, but that we have now almost completely lost from our awareness. This audiobook is about how to get that part of you reactivated, to coax it out of the thickets of your mind and into the sunshine, a fierce and tender ally for life. So, dear listener, breathe a deep breath. Feel the earth underneath you. Let your shoulders come down from around your ears.